Apple is putting the brakes for now on a controversial program designed to stop the spread of images of child sexual abuse. The decision comes after backlash from security and privacy advocates who say the program could open a back door for widespread surveillance. Apple says it will use this time to reevaluate its tools and approach, but other watchdogs like the Electronic Frontier Foundation want the program scrapped entirely. Let's bring in Sarah Morrison. She's privacy reporter for Recode. Sarah, welcome.
Hello.
For those of us who didn't know about this planned program from Apple, can you just give us a brief overview of how it was supposed to work?
Sure. So last month, Apple announced a few tools meant to protect children. And one of them was a way to scan your phone for child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. And so there are databases of known CSAM out there, and certain agencies are allowed to maintain them. In the United States, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has one. So theoretically, they'd give Apple a version of that database, but the images have been converted into strings of numbers or hashes. And so those would be placed on user devices, and then those devices would be scanned to look for any matches to those CSAM images. And if it finds a certain number of them, it'll report it to Apple. Apple will verify and report it along to the agency. And then I will say, it's a little bit complicated, and it's, there's been, a lot of misconceptions here. So some people think all of their phone's photos are being scanned for any images that might be CSAM, and they'll, the police will be at their door because they had, an innocent photo of their baby naked in a bathtub, on their phone. That's not, that's the thing that almost everybody said. What about everybody apparently has a naked baby in a bathtub photo on their phone. But that's not quite right. It's only looking for matches to known CSAM. It's not analyzing your photos or trying to find new CSAM in them.
Okay.
And then
clear this up for me too, though. It's also for someone didn't use iCloud storage for their photos. Would they be affected by this?
Right. Yeah, they shouldn't. So it only applies to the photos that you choose to put in your iCloud library. So if you're not using iCloud storage or iCloud library for your photos, those should be left alone.
Right. Apple says it will pause the rollout of the program to collect input and make improvements because of critics' concerns about privacy and really the potential for a backdoor for governments that governments could exploit. Does this pause look like the company actually miscalculated their response to this idea for this program?
Yeah, I mean, I think Apple realized and admitted pretty early on that it made a sort of rare misstep for them here. They've tried to do some damage control and sort of better explain the process and how they would avoid some of the issues, critics raised. But obviously last week's announcement that they're going to hold off indicates that, even that wasn't enough and they've got to figure something else out or scrap it entirely.
I'm curious, what are Google and Facebook doing to prevent the spread of images of child sex abuse?
They actually do something very similar, and they've been doing that for years. The difference is they're scanning images that have been uploaded onto their platforms, and Apple, the difference is Apple is scanning them on the actual devices. And I think to a lot of people, that just feels more invasive. So that's, I think, a lot of the issues are coming from there, too.
Apple also announced some changes to its App Store policies last week. It will let a group of popular apps like Spotify bypass the store to collect subscriptions from users and avoid paying a cut of the fees to Apple. Do these two announcements showcase what might be an increasingly adversarial regulatory environment that tech companies now face?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Apple and, other big tech companies are especially sensitive to criticism these days and maybe more likely to respond to it or give in than they were in the past. And yeah, big tech companies are facing regulatory challenges, antitrust action around the world, and including a lot from lawmakers here in the United States, up to our president. So, there's a rare bipartisan consensus even that big tech companies need to be reined in. So yeah, Apple might be trying to get ahead of some of this, sort of demonstrating, we'll work with app developers, foster competition, respond to criticism. We're sort of slightly loosening our stranglehold over our devices and the App Store. And so, therefore, no need for lawmakers or courts to sort of intervene and make us do it. Sure.
Yeah. I have about 30 seconds with you. I mean, is it seen as a good sign that Apple is pausing this program, that they're actually listening to some of the feedback that they're receiving?
You know, it's hard to say. I think a lot of the privacy groups and people who pushed back on this are maybe happy it's being delayed, but won't be satisfied unless it's scrapped entirely. They just see too many ways it could be exploited. So you could say, yes, it's great they're responding to criticism, or you could say, are they just doing this to kind of take the heat off? And then, you know, once people stop paying attention, it'll come right back. We don't really know that yet.
A lot to watch for. That was Sarah Morrison, privacy reporter for Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.